As I was putting the message together this week, one of the things I stopped to reflect on was, how do I follow up Nick, you know, from his message last week? Because he always comes up and he just impromptu seems to be a great speaker. Well, I got news for you. I got to have notes, okay? I can't just speak, you know, from memory and stuff here. It's not quite as powerful as it used to be. So forgive me if I keep referring to my notes, but this morning's message is really around listening. And since the beginning of time, we've had challenges listening. Listening to ourselves, our loved ones, our family, our friends, and especially God. It just seems to be a common malady that we have. And if we think about it, it all goes back to Adam and Eve. Because Adam and Eve were told one thing by God, right? You can partake of anything within the Garden of Eden except for the tree of knowledge, for the tree of life. And yet they didn't listen. And so it all began. Since then, we haven't listened. And, you know, as I look back here, I go, okay, I look at society today. Think about this debacle that we've had over the last several weeks with the nomination of a Supreme Court justice, right? The sad part was, nobody's listening. It was all about power plays. It was all about self-serving interest. And nobody won. In fact, what really happened was two families' lives were destroyed because we as people don't want to listen. We're into sensationalism. We're into self-serving interest. And then I take it one step further, and you know, Karen was asking me, she goes, what part am I going to play in the sermon today? And she didn't have a part until she said that. So, I listened. It was one of those rare moments. But, you know, how often do we go and have things? This happens all the time in my life, where somebody, sometimes Karen, sometimes others, are going, you know, talking to me, and of course it's just wah, 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 wah after a while. And they go, are you listening to me? And I go, yeah, I hear you. That's not the same thing as listening, right? So it's always a challenge for us to listen. But you know, there's times in the Bible, and there's stories within the Bible, when man did listen. And so one of my favorite stories is in Exodus, when Jethro coached and provided counsel to Moses, saying, you know, you cannot do everything yourself. Because he was listening to everybody's problems. He was passing judgment. He was declaring the law. He was trying to pass on God's message to everybody. And that wasn't working. He was burning out. But Jethro told him, says, you need to appoint men from within the tribes to become chiefs. Chiefs of the thousands, of the hundreds, and of the tens. They will provide the day-to-day judgment of people. They will listen to the people, solve their problems. The biggest problems are when it comes to the words of the Lord, you will take on. So in that case, Moses listened, and his life became much more manageable. Or take the reading from Acts this morning. You know, when the Hellenists went to the apostles because they had a complaint against the Hebrews, saying, our widows and orphans are not being cared for. And the apostles listened, right? They said, between all the disciples, had picked 7 men of good repute, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. And they liked that message. They thought it was a great message because they were able to have a choice there. And they were able to look within their ranks of the disciples and pick 7. And that really, when they picked those 7, that really became the start of the deacons within. These were the first deacons within the church. They were charged with taking care of others and allowing the apostles to preach the Holy Word and to focus on what their mission actually was. So again, if we go back to Nick's message last week, where he talked about the mission of the church, the mission of the large church and of our church. The mission of the large church, okay, was to go forth and make disciples of all nations. The mission of our church is to make loving disciples. As you think about that, what does that mean? You know, as we listen to that message, what does it mean to make loving disciples of others? And, you know, so that to me really means we need to get out, we need to talk to people, we need to listen to people. And if we take a look at the ministries within our church, many of them are really based upon listening. So think about moms. You know, we've got new moms who really need people to listen to them, to understand them, to help them with the frustrations of daily life, of coping. And MOPS really gives that opportunity for new moms to listen to each other, but as well as for the church and the church leadership to listen to them and to help them understand the message that God brings. Our youth programs, what an amazing programs we have here within Christ Lutheran Vale. How successful do you think we'd be if we didn't listen to the youth, to understand what it is that they're seeking, understand how it is they want to be related to? But I got news for you. If you left it up to me, it really would be old school, and it wouldn't be nearly as successful as the program that we have, because times change, and we need to listen to others in order to be successful. But today I want to focus on another ministry within the church that we have here at CLV, and that's our Stephen ministry. And the groundwork and the foundation of the Stephen ministry was laid out in our readings from Acts. You know, if you think, going back to that reading, widows and orphans were not being taken care of. The Hellenists had a very valid complaint. They brought it to the apostles, and the apostles listened. And they told the disciples to pick 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom. And out of those 7, one man was really singled out, and that was Stephen. He stood out as a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. That was called out in the Scripture. Wasn't called out for any of the other 7, but it was particularly called out for him. And through his leadership, he did great things among the people, which is why Stephen's ministry is modeled after the work that he did. And so a little bit about Stephen's ministry and how it relates to our message today is that in Stephen's ministry, we use active listening as a primary tool to minister to others. We know that in order to try to help somebody, we have to understand them. And the best way to understand somebody and exactly what they're going through is to talk with them. Stephen's ministry seeks out those in the congregation whose calling is a ministry of visitation and compassion. Think about that. We look for Stephen's ministers, not necessarily special gifts. They're not any more talented than any one of us, but who have a compassion and they want to visit and relate to others and to listen to them and to talk to them and to pray with them. Stephen's ministry also recognizes that most people going through a difficult time do not need the specialized skills of the clergy. Not everybody in our congregation or in our community who has a problem needs to talk to pastor. They simply need the caring presence of a compassionate Christian who will listen without judgment and encourages without demanding. And that's what Stephen's ministers do. And within Stephen's ministry, you know, we recognize there's three roles in any type of relationship that we get involved in. There's the caregivers, or the Stephen's minister. There's care receivers. And then there's the cure giver. Well, you know, throughout our great world and stuff here, there's thousands and thousands of caregivers. And there's literally tens and hundreds of thousands of care receivers. But there's only one cure giver, and that's God. And God is key to the Stephen ministry because we learn to listen. We learn to listen to the individual. We also learn to pray and to listen to God. And it's through listening to God and getting His guidance and seeking that that we're able to minister to others. A couple of the goals of the Stephen ministry is to care for people more effectively and to nurture their spiritual growth, and also to share the love and the forgiveness and the wholeness that is ours in Jesus Christ. The bottom line is Stephen ministers listen. We listen to our care receivers, and we listen to God as we seek guidance. You know, back in 2011, Larry Unger listened to God. God spoke to him and said, you know, we need to have Stephen's ministry at Christ Lutheran Vale. So he went to the pastor, he went to the church leadership at the time, and told a story and got the backing of the church leadership. And so in 2011, we launched our first Stephen's ministry training. In that training, we had 17 people who became Stephen's ministers. And they were commissioned in 2012. And in fact, even before the training ended, there were some of our Stephen's ministers in training who actually had care receivers because the need is there. The need was there for people to listen to others. And then we just really kind of went along because we had so many Stephen's ministers and didn't have training until 2016. And in 2016, we had 8 people who went through Stephen's ministry training. And again, these folks stepped up to the plate. And I will tell you, many of them, if you talk to some of our current Stephen's ministers, sat there and told us, in every training session, I can't do this. This is not me. I don't have the strength to do this. And really, it was all about listening to God and letting God utilize your gifts. But all 8 of them graduated, became Stephen's ministers. And they went out and they've been serving the Lord too, through helping care receivers. So, you know, when you take a look at this, literally, you know, there have been dozens and dozens of people that we've helped through the Stephen's ministry. And it's all been through listening to them, through listening to people, through listening to our hearts and seeking the guidance of the Lord. And so my ask of you today is take some time. Listen to those around you. Listen to what they're saying. Not superficially, but really listen. Because sometimes you're going to find a person is in need of really somebody just to talk to be heard, and to be understood. And I would also ask you to, if you find that you need someone to talk to or someone to pray with, please consider reaching out to either Pastor Larry or myself as we lead the Stephen Ministry program, to talk about whether having a Stephen minister might be right for you. Every relationship is confidential. So nobody knows about who a Stephen's minister is linked up to. But they're there to listen to you. And of course, if you have a calling to want to learn more about the Stephen's ministry program, or to take the training and learn more about the art of listening, not only as a ministry, but in your personal lives. We're going to have a training starting up after the first of the year. I invite you to prayerfully consider that. But again, my ask of you is listen. Listen not only to others, but listen to what God is telling you. Quite often, God is sending us a message, but we're not listening. But I'll promise you, He's more persistent than we are. He will eventually get through. In His name, amen.